Hello, and welcome to the International Student Guide, the podcast that will give you an inside look at what it's like to be an international student, and will give you tips and tricks that will help you through your journey. I'm your host, Thiago Tostes. Today, I'm joined by Fabio Chili. He's currently a master's student of strategic management at the Rotterdam School of Management. He is also going to talk about the differences between master's and also the bachelor program, and we are also going to tackle questions such as, is it really a big differential of going abroad and what you can learn from this experience? Hope you enjoy. So Fabio, thank you very much for being here with us. Could you please introduce yourself very quickly?
Sure. Thanks for having me, Thiago. It's a pleasure. So I'm 24 years old. I'm from Brazil. I was born and raised there. And I spent most of my life there. I lived in São Paulo and Rio for almost my entire life. Then I spent 1 year as an exchange in Germany. And now I'm currently living in the Netherlands for a master program. So that's basically it.
So you chose to study at a public university in Brazil. So why did you choose that? And what do you think that you learned from this experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I studied in industrial engineering in Rio de Janeiro. And it's a 5 years program, so very long. So we have to compromise a lot of time. And particular to me, it was really interesting in very many ways. Of course, it was a tough course. So in the middle, I was really skeptical whether this was the right one for me. But by looking at now, after I finished the course, I think it was the right choice to do, because I became really flexible in a way that I had to interact with a lot of different people and respect the professor's strict and rigid opinions. And I also had to multitask because we had so many different lectures throughout the academic year that it was certainly a big challenge to manage all of these different activities. On top of that, I think that the very best thing that I learned during these 5 years was to become a resilient person. I think this is very difficult for our generation nowadays. And when you go for engineering course, you really have to be resilient because the courses are really tough, usually, in good universities, of course. And you can't give up. You have to overcome these challenges. So I feel like this was really cool in terms of challenge and development, because I just had to overcome all of these obstacles in front of me. So I feel really empowered now.
Yeah, super interesting. And what do you feel now that you study at a private university? What do you feel like is the biggest change? Because also you went to Germany. What do you feel was like the major change that you felt?
Yeah, it's super interesting to compare both experiences. I think they are completely different. First of all, I feel like German universities, they are very well organized and efficient. But they are also very individual oriented. So you just have to go to the lectures. They call it Vorlesung, which is pretty much a speech that the professor is going to expose all the content, and then you observe it, and then you go home, study it by yourself, and then you write like very extensive exams in the end of the semester. In Brazil, I feel like it's completely different because nothing is structured and organized, so you have to do a lot of things by yourself. Collaboration is a key part because you have to be really close to your colleagues, your friends, because everyone is kind of like going towards the same direction and the information is not perfectly provided to you. So you really have to overcome this also.
Yeah, definitely. And I want to understand, because you started your university in Brazil at a public university and you got the opportunity at the middle of it to go abroad. What were the key things that you were thinking about when making this decision?
So for me, it was a very easy decision because Brazil is very, very protective. So we don't see a lot of foreign people living out there. And I really wanted to get this international exposure and experience, be multinational environment. Unfortunately, in my university and in Brazil as a whole, it's not really the case. So I felt like after 2 years studying in Brazil, it was the right moment to go abroad. And I received a very good scholarship. Germany was a very obvious decision to me as well, because I speak German. So yeah, it was one of the best decisions in my life.
And do you feel like it has impacted your career right now? Like, now looking back, do you feel like what were the tools that you were given in this German experience, in this abroad experience, that made you into the person that you are right now?
I feel like two things have definitely changed my perception after living abroad. And I expect that these things to contribute to my future career. First of all, is the respect to the others. Because when you live in Brazil, you usually only share experiences with Brazilians. So you can already anticipate how they will behave. And when you live in Germany or in the Netherlands, it's so international, so that you can get so many different people living together. That is actually more difficult to evaluate or create preconcepts or stigmas from the others. So you'd kind of like try to respect more and try to not get biased with your previous opinions. And I think this is very important to the my future career. And I think large corporations value these a lot. This would be my first point. The second point is more regard to a curiosity, because after you start interacting with so many different people and in a university environment, I think it's easier to connect with them so that you can get better understanding of them. And then you can also ask yourself some things that in a work environment, you probably wouldn't have the time to.
Yeah, and now I want to go to your master, because you went back to Brazil and you decided that you, after working, you wanted to go again abroad. What made you decide that you wanted to do a master abroad and not in Brazil?
Of course, I was really happy in Brazil. I had a good job. I was living next to my friends. So this was definitely something that I couldn't complain. But I felt like I really wanted to live again in Europe. And I wanted to go out of my comfort zone again, because I feel like when you go for a master program and you study at a business school, the doors of the world are open to you, you know, so you can do actually whatever you want after such a program. And this was the main criteria for me. You know, I had the chance to study a bit, get to know some different people, and then apply to whatever job I want in whatever place in the world.
Yeah, super interesting. And I was also wondering, because in France, and there are also some countries where normally people do the master's right after the bachelor's degree. What do you feel about this? Do you think that working in between gave you a better sense of direction? Or do you think that you should have gone for the master's right away?
I think this is a very good question, and it depends a lot on what is your ambition. But if I could suggest, I would definitely take a gap year, let's call it like this, like between bachelor and master. A lot of my friends did this, and I consider that I also did that for half a year. I think it's really important to have this break so that you can, of course, do some internships and experience things that you enjoy the most. Because if you just run to the master after you're done with the bachelor, maybe you can be missing a lot of things that are more important than the studies itself for you. So I think it's a very good moment for you to reflect, okay, what kind of direction do I want to go and why? Turns out that it's really difficult to make these decisions so early in your life. I feel like now, when you're between 18 and 24, let's say, it's really good to know what you don't want to do in your life. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't know what you really want to do, it's nice to experience things and understand, okay, I don't like this, I don't like that. So you start already to filter what are your priorities and what you are more fascinated about.
Okay, definitely. And now let's talk a little bit about jobs, because you already are different than me. You already worked and you are seeking job opportunities constantly. And I want to talk a little bit about the bachelor, where we can have a little bit more of a base ground. Do you consider that you got more offers because you went abroad comparing to your peers that only stayed in Brazil?
Oh, absolutely. I think if you go abroad, companies will respect you way more. They know that you went out of your comfort zone. I couldn't imagine myself now if I didn't have make any exchange or master program now. So yeah, I think it would have been a completely different person. And yeah, I think that my possibilities to get a job would be way lower.
Yeah, and it's incredible. Like for me also, when I went to Singapore or even when I'm in France, it's all those little things that you have to take control and you're not giving away to your family and friends to do it because you have to do it. You are in charge of your own life. So it really changes your mindset. And I think that companies really value this on people that are just trying to find a job and everything.
Absolutely, yeah.
I want to understand a little bit more, because you had the opportunity now to work after your master's and you have friends that also went to university with you in Brazil. How do you think it compares? Do you think that your graduation, that your skills are different just because you went abroad and that the way of teaching is different?
I feel, to be honest, I think that the main difference is the fact that they don't have the same opportunities I have because my diploma is recognized throughout the whole world, if we can say that like this. And companies value a lot the fact that you went abroad. So I feel like I can easily apply it to Asia or to Europe, of course. Or if I want to go back to Brazil, it's also very well appreciated. So to be honest, I think that universities that offer a master program in Brazil, they might be very challenging as well. And most of the ones that I checked are very competitive. They can prepare you very well to the market. But one thing that was the most important criteria was the fact that I was going to a university that welcomes international people, which means that international companies appreciate my university reputation and they know that the people, the students that study here, they do have this international mindset as well. So I think that, again, I can apply literally to any kind of company in any part of the world, that I think that they would consider my application. And maybe if I would have stayed in Brazil, this might not have happened. So that's very big.
Yeah, and so you have this broadened vision of possibilities that you have all around the world. That's super, super powerful. And I was thinking a little bit now forward, because you're going to get your master's soon and you're getting so many job opportunities. Do you feel like you want to explore the world, or do you think yourself, okay, I'm going to explore a little bit and come back to Brazil? What do you think about your 5 or next 10 years?
That's an interesting question. Although I already lived in some countries, I still really want to discover other parts of the world. For instance, I've never been to Asia. Now it's part of my daily life, you know, to have an international mindset. So I really expect to live the next 10 years abroad. I would love to live at least 1 or 2 years in Asia. And I hope that the company that I'm going to work for is going to allow me to do things like this, because even if I'm really challenged within the company, I really want to experience different environments outside of the company. So yeah, for me, it would be really interesting to better understand what's the overall perception of a society in Asia or in Africa or Middle East. So it's really cool to live in Europe, but now I feel like I'm ready to discover other parts of the world as well.
That's super powerful. Thank you very much. It's everything so interesting. We could be talking here for hours. Do you have any last words, anything that you think that it's important to say for people that want to study abroad and something, some advice?
Yeah, absolutely. To be very honest, of course, now after I'm almost done with my master, it's really cool to realize all of these accomplishments and, you know, the fact that I took the move. But when I was in front of the admission offer, I hesitated a lot. And it's very, very difficult to take all of these steps forward. So whenever you have the chance, don't overthink. Just try to do whatever it feels like best for you. And if you have the chance to go abroad, don't lose this opportunity, because I don't know anyone who regrets doing this. And yeah, it's very rich for your life and for your personal and professional ambitions. So yeah, I'm super privileged and happy to have these kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, thank you very much, Fabio. And thank you very much for everything that you said, and a really, really interesting story and a lot of things to learn from. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the International Student Guide. I'll be posting new episodes every Thursday at 1 p.m. Paris time. If you like what you heard and you want to listen to more, be sure to subscribe and rate us wherever you listen to your podcast on. If you have suggestions, comments, or you would like to share your own experience, I would love to hear them. To do so, you can use the Anchor app to leave voice and text messages. Thank you very much, have a nice day, and until next week.